Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 19th, 2024, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Honeywell Rattan expands cane webbing line with multi-material options. Honeywell Rattan Limited has announced the expansion of its cane webbing line with new multi-material options. The new production line aims to cater to various product requirements and the increasing market demand. Honeywell Rattan offers a wide range of materials, including plastic, paper, cotton, and more, ensuring high quality and durability. According to Alan Wang, the product manager, this innovation aligns with the company's commitment to providing superior products. The addition of synthetic materials enhances durability and color options, meeting diverse market needs. For more information, visit Honeywell Rattan's website. Honeywell Rattan is a leading manufacturer of PE rattan products based in Foshan City, China. A treasure map, a vampire statue, and Paul Newman's toothbrush have all been left in wills, according to a new survey from Estate Search. A recent survey by Estate Search found that quirky items such as a treasure map, a vampire statue, and even Paul Newman's toothbrush have been left in wills. The study of 2,000 Canadian residents also revealed inherited items like gnomes, an empty gum packet, and a beer can. Director Jonathan Upton explained that while these items may surprise beneficiaries, Estate Search aims to help eliminate financial surprises in estates. The survey showed that 29% of people struggle to locate their workplace pension, with Quebec having the highest percentage at nearly a third. Only half of respondents have a will, and 20% said it needs updating, potentially leading to legal issues. The research also uncovered challenges in locating assets like life insurance and investments, emphasizing the importance of proper estate planning. Artificial Superintelligence Alliance Super Launch Summit ushers in new era of decentralized ASI. The Artificial Superintelligence Alliance is hosting a business summit and super launch party at Antalya's Digiverse Exposition Center, featuring AI leaders Sophia the Robot and Desdemona's Dream Band. The event will mark the release of Ben Gortzel's book, The Consciousness Explosion. The alliance aims to develop artificial superintelligence, ASI, and artificial general intelligence, AGI, in a decentralized manner, avoiding centralized control. With a focus on data management, AI models, and infrastructure, the alliance plans to implement a broad, participatory approach to the transition to ASI. Founders of Fetch.ai, SingularityNet, and Ocean Protocol are eagerly awaiting the Token Bridge opening on July 5th, 2024, merging FET, AJAX, and Ocean tokens under the ASI ticker. The alliance seeks to challenge big tech's dominance in AI and welcomes strategic collaborators to join the initiative.
Handlery Hotel to brighten up Union Square with a summer of lights. Handlery Hotels, California's oldest family-owned and operated hotel company, is lighting up San Francisco neighborhoods with their summer lights celebration from June through August. The Handlery Union Square Hotel will kick off the celebration on June 15th by illuminating the hotel with new dynamic streaming lights as part of a refurbishing of the exterior facade. CISA General Manager Jack Handlery stated, "We should support the city's efforts to help neighborhoods in San Francisco continue positive steps." In honor of Pride Month, the Handlery family is donating $10,000 to SF LGBT Center in the Castro neighborhood. They will also donate to the Salvation Army's Croc Center in the Tenderloin and the Booker T. Washington Community Service Center. Handlery Hotels hopes to inspire others to give back to San Francisco's neighborhoods and support the city as it returns to its beauty.
USD CBTC digital economy platform surpasses 3 million global users. New financial entity gains wide recognition in global markets. USD CBTC, the digital economy platform, has surpassed 3 million global users, marking a significant milestone in its success. Founded in 2017, USD CBTC offers diverse financial products and services with low transaction costs and 24/7 support. By investing in technological innovation, such as blockchain technology and AI, USD CBTC provides users with market analysis and trading recommendations. The platform's growth is attributed to ongoing service optimization and new features like smart contracts and personalized portfolio tools. With strategic partnerships globally, USD CBTC is at the forefront of the digital economy, offering a wide range of financial services to meet user needs. As the platform continues to expand, it is set to maintain its leading position in the digital economy, providing efficient and diversified financial solutions to users worldwide.
Daily Mail unveils new global video strategy and commercial opportunities. Daily Mail has launched a new video offering with premium content and original franchises for YouTube and major platforms. They are providing advertising partners access to their global video studio for seamless brand integration. With over 20 shows in development, titles like Price of Fame and Your Body on Sport will launch in the next 6 months. The goal is to engage millions of viewers and become the world's most popular video publisher. Daily Mail is already the largest publisher on TikTok and has over 125 million monthly views on YouTube. Advertisers can now tap into their premium video production capabilities to reach diverse audiences across platforms like YouTube and social media. AI evaluation startup Maxim AI raises $3 million from Elevation Capital to help enterprises test and rapidly ship AI products. Maxim AI, an enterprise-grade evaluation and observability platform for AI applications, has secured a $3 million funding round led by Elevation Capital. The funding round also included participation from angel investors such as founders of Postman, Chargebee, and Razorpay. With this investment, Maxim has launched their platform for general availability, GA, marking a significant milestone. The platform aims to bring traditional software development practices to streamline AI development workflows. Founded by Vaibhavi Gangwar and Akshay Dio, Maxim focuses on providing end-to-end AI evaluation across the development lifecycle, helping teams ship products over 5 times faster. The company plans to expand its capabilities and team with the funds raised, aiming to partner with more leading enterprises in building AI products. Technology has made trading more accessible than ever. Get the edge you need to potentially make profits with Morningstar data through Robinhood Gold. The world of trading has opened up thanks to modern technology, making it more accessible than ever. Retail trading has skyrocketed during the pandemic, with meme stocks gaining national attention. To stand out as a trader, credible research and data analysis are crucial. Tools like Morningstar provide unbiased research and ratings on investment products. Robinhood Gold offers access to NASDAQ Level 2 data and Morningstar for less than $10 a month, compared to $249 a year for just a Morningstar subscription. Robinhood Gold subscribers can earn a 5% annual percentage yield on uninvested cash, 8 times higher than the national average savings rate. They also have access to margin investing at a lower rate of 8%, with the first $1,000 interest-free. Additionally, subscribers can receive a 3% IRA match on eligible contributions. Robinhood Gold also provides advanced tools, higher interest rates on uninvested cash, instant deposits, professional research, and a suite of features for short-term and long-term investing. Join the waitlist for the exclusive Robinhood Gold credit card with 3% cash back. For a holistic trading experience, Robinhood Gold has you covered. CSJ Consulting Limited, HSBC, and Deutsche Bank consider potential collaboration on innovative bond bridging electronic trading platform. CSJ Consulting Limited, in collaboration with HSBC and Deutsche Bank, is considering a potential collaboration to develop an electronic trading platform aimed at improving market efficiency for institutional investors. The platform will integrate advanced technologies like AI-driven analytics and real-time data processing to simplify the trading process. Five other financial institutions, including ING and Barclays, are also interested in participating, highlighting the industry's recognition of the need for innovation. The platform aims to streamline bond trading processes, offering real-time pricing data and instant trade execution. Richard Martin Hill and Charles Brooks from CSJ Consulting Limited will play key roles in the platform's development, leveraging their expertise in financial technology solutions. The platform's introduction is expected to attract a broader range of investors and increase transparency in the bond market. CSJ Consulting Limited, HSBC, and Deutsche Bank consider potential collaboration on innovative bond bridging electronic trading platform. CSJ Consulting Limited, in collaboration with HSBC and Deutsche Bank, is considering a potential collaboration to develop an innovative electronic trading platform for the bond market. This platform aims to improve market efficiency and accessibility for institutional investors by integrating advanced technologies like AI-driven analytics and real-time data processing. Joining this effort are five other financial institutions, including ING, Bank of Ireland, Barclays, Citigroup, and UBS. The platform will offer real-time pricing data, instant trade execution, and improved liquidity, addressing current market inefficiencies. Richard Martin Hill and Charles Brooks from CSJ Consulting Limited will play key roles in the platform's potential development. The collaboration represents a collective push towards innovation in bond trading, with the platform expected to attract a broader range of investors and enhance market transparency. Nubu Tape unveils a game-changing fashion solution for women. Nubu Tape, a pioneer in women's fashion solutions, introduces its groundbreaking boob tape, revolutionizing how women dress with freedom and confidence. Based in High Point, North Carolina, Nubu Tape offers a fresh and thoughtful approach to women's apparel, ensuring style and comfort are never compromised. Boob tape, designed for all body types, provides a supportive, invisible fit with hypoallergenic, water-resistant, and durable materials. Nubu Tape is now offering wholesale opportunities to expand its reach globally, aiming to empower more women. Committed to sustainability, Nubu Tape uses environmentally friendly materials in its manufacturing and packaging. With plans to diversify its product line, Nubu Tape remains dedicated to quality and creativity. For more information on boob tape or wholesale opportunities, contact help at nubutape.com or wholesale@nubutape.com. Learn more at nubutape.com. Global Vision Technologies and FamCare achieve SOC 2 Type 2 compliance certification. Global Vision Technologies, Inc. has achieved Service Organization Controls SOC 2 Type 2 audit and certification, showcasing their robust controls and adherence to industry best practices. The certification validates GVT's commitment to data privacy and information security standards. This achievement provides a greater level of trust for both current and prospective business partners and customers. GVT is the creator and provider of FamCare and Clinical Pursuit web-based HIPAA-compliant data management tools for human service organizations and healthcare agencies. The certification solidifies GVT's position in the industry and allows for expansion of partnerships with new clients seeking secure data management platforms. Experience superior trading on WEX with TradingView's advanced analysis tools. TradingView, a popular financial market analysis platform, offers real-time market data, charts, and technical analysis tools for various financial markets. Exchanges like Binance, OKX, Bybit, and WEX have integrated TradingView, providing users with rich technical analysis tools. On the WEX platform, users can access TradingView's technical indicators, drawing tools, chart properties, and annotation displays for a more professional trading experience. With over 100 professional technical analysis indicators and market analysis tools, traders can customize their charts, analyze market trends, and improve their trading success rate. WEX Exchange, known for its industry-leading trading depth, enhances its platform by integrating TradingView's tools, allowing users to seize opportunities in the market and make informed investment decisions.
Greenwood Leather announces launch of new full-grain leather goods collection. Greenwood Leather, a family-run business known for producing high-quality full-grain leather goods, has just launched its latest collection. The new line, available on their website, showcases the company's commitment to craftsmanship and customer satisfaction. Founder Faisal Nawaz highlights their dedication to excellence, pushing boundaries in design and craftsmanship. Greenwood Leather blends traditional techniques with modern aesthetics, creating stylish and durable products. The company values a personal connection with customers, considering them part of the Greenwood Leather family. In addition to quality and design, Greenwood Leather is also dedicated to sustainability, sourcing leather ethically. For more information, visit their website. Valeo Pharma hits record second quarter revenue as demand for asthma products continues to rise. Valeo Pharma CEO Steve Saviuk discussed the company's second quarter financial results with Proactive, revealing a record-breaking revenue of $14.1 million, a 4% increase from the same period last year. The boost in sales was driven by promotional activities in the respiratory segment, Allerject, and growth from core products like Redesca and Simbrinza. Despite facing revenue softness in non-core brands and delays in Ontario, Valeo's asthma franchise saw a 52% increase in Q2 revenues. Total prescriptions for Enerzair and Atectura also surged by 96%. Saviuk announced a restructuring of commercial field operations to enhance profit margins and reduce expenses, with expected annual savings of over $5 million. These measures aim to align the company with current market dynamics and drive profitability.
American Rare Earths looks to upgrade resource with drilling in Cowboy State area of Halleck Creek. American Rare Earths Limited CEO Donald Swartz has revealed plans to mobilize drillers for a new drilling program at the Cowboy State mine in Halleck Creek. The project will involve drilling 23 holes over 2,470 meters. In addition to drilling, the company is advancing processing and leaching test programs using core samples from Halleck Creek. These samples will undergo testing by Mineral Technologies and SGS Canada starting in the third quarter of 2024. American Rare Earths Limited is committed to environmental responsibility and has partnered with WWC Engineering for baseline environmental data collection. The company aims to comply with regulatory standards and support sustainable mining practices at the Cowboy State Mine.
Gold Basin Resources CEO shares view of project as company drills its stealth deposit. Gold Basin Resources CEO Colin Smith discusses the ongoing drilling program at the Stealth Project in Arizona Desert. The current focus is on the northern side of the area, aiming to expand the known gold mineralization. Drilling efforts include testing down-dip and down-plunge extensions to understand the deposit's structure better. The primary goal is to advance towards the maiden 43-101 resource estimate by the end of the year. Success in this program will enhance the company's asset base and pave the way for future growth and value creation. Stay tuned for the upcoming results that will guide future exploration and development activities. Blue Sky Uranium acquires two new uranium projects in Argentina as company begins exploration. Blue Sky Uranium has acquired two new uranium projects in Argentina, covering nearly 80,000 hectares. These projects offer potential for uranium deposits amenable to in situ recovery, known for its environmental and cost advantages. CEO Nico Kakos shared that the Corcovo project, with a 100% interest option, benefits from new mining initiatives by the provincial government. The Chuitos project, with a rich exploration history, shows strong potential for a preserved uranium system at depth. Blue Sky Uranium is advancing these projects by initiating permitting for field programs and prioritizing exploration targets. Historical data from previous exploration efforts will guide future drilling. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158.
Family Justice Center of Washington County selects Comcast Business to support bandwidth and reliable connectivity. Comcast Business is providing the Family Justice Center of Washington County with Ethernet, dedicated internet, and voice mobility solutions to support their mission of ending domestic and family violence. Since 2018, the center has offered survivors access to various resources in one place, including advocacy, counseling, legal aid, and more. Comcast's technology ensures reliable connectivity for virtual court sessions and crisis lines. Executive Director Rachel Schutz praised Comcast for their support, emphasizing the importance of technology in providing comfort and security to survivors. Comcast Business is proud to help FJCWC with solutions that enable their team to heal and support survivors within the community. Xlink announces new strategic partnerships with Fireblox and Ancilia. Xlink, in its commitment to security in the DeFi space, has announced strategic partnerships with Fireblox and Ancilia. The collaboration with Fireblox will enhance Xlink's wallet and smart contract management using advanced MPC technology, ensuring robust security measures. Fireblox is known for its secure infrastructure and certifications. The partnership with Ancilia aims to strengthen Xlink's security framework after a recent breach, providing continuous monitoring and real-time threat detection. Xlink's partnership with Kobo has already enhanced crypto management. These partnerships highlight Xlink's dedication to security and user protection, aiming to become the most secure Bitcoin liquidity aggregator in the DeFi space.
Hoffman Financial Group joins forces with AmeriLife's Brookstone Capital Management. Brookstone Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm and affiliate of AmeriLife Group, has partnered with Hoffman Financial Group, a financial planning firm based in Atlanta. The terms of the agreement were not disclosed. This collaboration aims to strengthen both organizations and provide top-notch solutions for their clients. Hoffman Financial Group, known for its hands-on retirement planning approach, will now have access to Brookstone's resources and support to accelerate their growth. As part of the AmeriLife family, Hoffman Financial Group will benefit from enhanced platforms, tools, and an expanded product portfolio to drive future growth. This partnership marks a significant step in reshaping retirement planning for America's retirees.
ATFX integrates Priceon from TraderTools to enhance global group trading efficiency. ATFX has announced a significant enhancement to its global trading infrastructure with the integration of Priceon from TraderTools. This move will revolutionize how the firm manages trading flows from current institutional and retail clients, ultimately improving pricing and execution experiences. Priceon will empower ATFX to manage trading flows more effectively and efficiently, ensuring clients benefit from superior execution and competitive pricing. The advanced technology underpinning Priceon, which leverages artificial intelligence and sophisticated algorithms, is designed to handle complex client flows seamlessly. By integrating Priceon, ATFX is bridging the gap between retail and institutional trading environments, fostering a cohesive ecosystem that supports diverse global trading needs. This strategic move aligns with ATFX's broader project of creating an integrated trading environment where different client types can interact seamlessly.
Market forecasts hint at a lithium revival. Could this be a golden opportunity for Argentina Lithium, OTCQF, and other miners? Recent forecasts suggest a turnaround in the lithium market, presenting an opportunity for investors. Argentina Lithium, Albemarle, and Arcadium Lithium are companies to watch. With a global lithium deficit predicted by 2027, demand is set to soar, especially in the EV sector. Argentina Lithium's recent exploration results show promising lithium concentrations, positioning them as a key player in the market. With a potential rebound in lithium prices, driven by EV demand, Argentina Lithium is well positioned for growth. Stay tuned for more developments in this evolving market.
Big news for DLMI. Tokenization Pioneer Inc.'s deal with international partner. Diamond Lake Minerals Inc. CEO Brian J. Esposito recently discussed a new partnership deal with Globex US Upstream on Benzinga's All Access. DLMI specializes in digital assets and SEC-registered security tokens, aiming to merge traditional businesses with the future of money. The collaboration will expand DLMI's vision for public companies in international markets. Stay tuned for exciting developments from DLMI and Globex US Upstream. Findel Capital Management LLC releases comprehensive research coverage report on ESTA, NASDAQ. Findel Capital Management LLC, an investment management firm, has released a detailed report on Establishment Labs Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ TA, a NASDAQ-listed company known for developing a significantly improved breast implant. Findel believes ESTA stock has the potential to double in the next year, with a long-term price target of over $200. Despite being considered expensive with a 7.7x sales multiple and a 20% short interest, ESTA's fundamental growth story in the medtech space is strong. The upcoming launch of Motiva in the US and Mia Femtech abroad are expected to drive significant growth, with Motiva being on the verge of FDA clearance. Findel sees ESTA as a standout in the market, poised to dominate with its innovative products. Stay tuned for a live interview with SumZero on June 17, 2024, to delve deeper into this exciting growth story.
BestGrowthStocks.com issues a comprehensive analysis of Bitfarms Ltd. and the recent unsolicited takeover bid. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive evaluation of Bitfarms Ltd., a global Bitcoin mining company. Following an unsolicited takeover bid by Riot Blockchain, investors are paying close attention. The analysis covers Bitfarms operations, financials, share structure, chart setup, potential catalysts, and more. Founded in 2017, Bitfarms operates 12 mining facilities across Canada, the US, Paraguay, and Argentina. Committed to sustainability, Bitfarms uses environmentally friendly energy sources. For more information, visit Bitfarms' website. Best Growth Stocks is a leading equity research firm providing exclusive AI-assisted research and direct access to company CEOs for investors. This is not financial advice. Please consult a licensed advisor before investing.
OniDex debuts multi-chain ecosystem, launchpads, and innovative earning mechanisms. OniDex, a decentralized exchange, has launched on Gala Chain, Binance Smart Chain, and Ethereum, with plans to expand to more blockchains. It will be the first DEX on Gala Chain, offering users unique advantages. OniDex will feature launchpads for projects to raise funds and provide investors with opportunities. The platform introduces Spheres, a passive income feature distributing profits to users. Additionally, OniDex will have a gaming category with exclusive games and NFT integration. Users can earn Oni tokens through OniTalk, a social media platform within the ecosystem. Stay tuned for the listing of Oni token on centralized exchanges and more innovative products in the pipeline.
ActBar launches in EarthBar, redefining protein bars with a purpose. ActBar, an emerging better-for-you protein bar brand known for its sustainable snacking and community engagement, is now available in select EarthBar stores. These vegan, all-natural, upcycled protein bars offer customers a protein-packed snack while supporting a worthy cause. For every ActBar purchased, a meal is donated in partnership with the LA Food Bank, and each bar prevents 3 gallons of water waste through the use of upcycled grains. EarthBar chairman Bob Lustig expressed excitement about the partnership, praising ActBar's commitment to sustainability and social responsibility. Founder and CEO Amelia Allen highlighted the alignment between EarthBar and ActBar in values and mission. ActBar is redefining snacking through its dedication to sustainability and social responsibility, setting new standards in the better-for-you protein bar market.
Future Electronics will host team-building workshop on Improve Comedy. Future Electronics, a leading global distributor of electronic components, is hosting a team-building workshop focused on improv comedy. The workshop, organized by the Learning and Development Department, aims to enhance employee relationships and provide a fun experience. Scheduled for June 19, 2024, at the company's headquarters in Montreal, Canada, the 90-minute session will include a presentation on the benefits of improv comedy and engaging exercises. Future Electronics Corporate Vice President of Digital Marketing, Georgia Genovezos, expressed excitement for the event, highlighting the importance of laughter in strengthening teamwork and creativity. Web support customer service advocate Lonnie Goffman will share insights on how improv comedy can improve skills such as confidence, quick thinking, and stress relief. The workshop will initially be offered to the digital marketing and e-commerce team, with plans to expand to other departments in the future, showcasing Future Electronics' commitment to fostering a positive workplace culture through continuous learning and development. Erzy expands reach within the USA with new distribution partner Impulse Technologies. Erzy, the European leader in designing and manufacturing amplifiers and microwave assemblies for extreme environments, has announced a new distribution partnership with Impulse Technologies, a manufacturer and distributor of RF components based in New York. Impulse Technologies, known for providing space-grade and military-grade products, aligns perfectly with Erzia's high standards of quality and reliability. With a focus on aerospace, commercial, defense, and telecommunications sectors, Impulse Technologies offers comprehensive solutions including engineering, export licensing, and repairs. As an ITAR and ISO 9001:2015 certified company, they ensure top-tier quality. Erzia, experiencing exponential growth, has expanded its facilities in Santander, Spain, and renewed its ISO 9001 certification. This strategic partnership allows Erzia to extend its reach within the USA, providing high-reliability products to industries that rely on Impulse Technologies' expertise. Both companies will be at the International Microwave Symposium in Washington, D.C. this week to showcase their products and celebrate the partnership.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.